Afghanistan is a major tea-consuming nation and a smuggler's paradise for tea. The country became a profitable middleman by clever manipulation of border regulations, only recently reined in after decades of openly flaunting Pakistani customs enforcement. Borders slowed this week as the Taliban occupied Kabul, according to the East Africa Tea Trade Association. EATA reports that Afghanistan gets most of its tea via Pakistan, where there have been no disruptions at all. It is too soon to know how the collapse of the Afghan government and return of the Taliban will alter the tea market, but smuggling was rampant during the 1996-2001 Taliban regime. In Helmand province, for example, traders said that if we smuggle 40 kilos of heroin, we give the Taliban 4 kilos. Pakistan Customs lists black tea and green tea as two of the 5 most smuggled commodities. Tea exports to Pakistan surged in 2020, increasing 18.7% in value compared to 2019, making it the world's highest valued tea import market at $590 million. Kenya accounted for $497 million of last year's import spend, growing 27% following a decision by the Indian government to no longer export tea to Pakistan. Afghans prefer green tea to black, yet millions of kilos of black tea are landed annually at the port of Karachi, Pakistan. Until recently, Pakistan charged a 38% tax and duty on tea, making the import cost of tea 32% higher than the same tea imported into Afghanistan. Afghanistan, however, is a landlocked nation, so huge quantities of African tea, mainly from Kenya, are delivered to the Pakistani port tax-free and then transported to large warehouses across the nearby border, where it is broken into retail packets and smuggled back into Pakistan. Business Insight. Pakistan's Competition Commission considers smuggling to be, quote, the biggest threat faced by the domestic tea industry, causing millions of rupees in losses to government and forcing legal importers out of business, according to a 2019 report. A crackdown on violators in late 2020 led to a 55% increase in customs duties collected, a proxy for illegal trade, and evidence of a concerted effort by Pakistan to decrease the cost of legal imports, making smuggling unprofitable. Sales at quick service restaurants and the supermarket prepared food segments are well ahead of pre-pandemic totals. But everyone in food service is starting from a really different point, reports Anne Galladay, Senior Project Director at Data Central Research's Baltimore office. Data Central calculates that, overall, consumer spending in food service declined from $806 billion in 2019 to $701 billion in 2021 and will not return to pre-pandemic levels until 2023. Galladay explained to webinar participants August 19th, that fast casual, once the darling of the industry with the largest real growth, will not reach pre-pandemic spending levels before 2023, and that will be nominal growth that does not include inflation, she said. Galladay estimates inflation at 5% per year, so you probably have to back down these projections by 10% by then, she said. Consumer spending at fast casual restaurants declined 19% in 2020. The segment is projected to generate $67 billion next year, compared to the almost $69 billion consumers spent on fast casual in 2019. A survey of the nation's grocers found that 74% reported increased sales in 2020. The consumer spend for prepared foods at supermarkets in 2022 will be $38.8 billion, rising by 119% compared to 2019 dollars. Recreation, lodging, and convenience store food service segments will take even longer to recover. Lodging, for example, will have only achieved 71% of its 2019 consumer spend by 2022. Until workers return to offices, the business and industry food service sector projected to reach pre-pandemic sales of $6.9 billion will never recover. Business Insight. Jack Lee, principal at Data Central, identified five X factors that could disrupt the official projections. These include new coronavirus variants, vaccine mandates, additional and extended lockdowns, sustained inflation, and a combination of labor and supply chain bottlenecks. Visit the TBiz blog for detailed projections in each food service sector provided by Data Central. Researchers confirm heart-healthy aspects of tea. Accumulating evidence of tea's heart health benefits led researchers to conduct an umbrella review describing and critically evaluating the totality of medical evidence to date. Their findings, quote, "It is reasonable to judge that 2 cups of unsweet tea per day has the potential to decrease cardiovascular risk and projection due to its flavonoid content." The peer-reviewed paper, published in the Annals of Medicine, examines 10 years of studies that identify several biological mechanisms showing a decreased risk and severity of cardiovascular disease in tea drinkers. Miriam Min Ng, president of the East Indies Coffee and Tea Company in Lebanon, Pennsylvania, passed away Saturday, August 14th, after a short illness. Ng operated the company founded by her late husband, Walter Progner, who founded the specialty tea retail business in 1976.